Music resonates uniquely with us, and it has a special power for healing. Hope Young, the founder of the Center for Music Therapy in Austin, Texas, will be in Fayetteville tomorrow night to give a lecture, as well as talk to classes during the day about music therapy. As Young herself explains, she came to music therapy because it combined her love of music with the desire to help people.
Well, my mom was a special educator and a musician. Now, I would say out of the two of us, my mom is par excellence, the amazing musician compared to me. She was a coloratura soprano, amazing composer, pianist. She got her degree in music at UMKC, University of Missouri at Kansas City. But then she did her master's and PhD in special ed and deaf ed. So when I was born, mom was doing deaf ed at the Kansas State School for the Deaf, and I'd go and sign with her. So my whole growing up, I was around people with special needs. And so I was very naturally drawn to that, to working with special needs folks, to working with older adults. My mom became mentally ill as got older, so I was very drawn to the mental illness and understanding it from a very personal side, the challenges of understanding, living with, treating mental illnesses from the early career, special education, from my own needs of dealing with so much diversity, my own tendency to turn towards music as my anchor, my light, my healing, my main drug of choice, I guess. I never got into drugs. I never did that. But I know that there's something you turn to anchor instead. It was music from a very early age. Music became, what brought light and hope and kept me. But I just started doing it. And I think it's sometimes some of us just find a career that we get paid for being who we are. And I think my natural talents, my love for people is first. My second is music. I don't come to the music and love the music so much as I love the music and its power with people. So I do love the music, but when you take it out of context of the person, for me, and I lose my taproot, I lose my anchor. I don't want to be on that stage performing to make $1 million to be a superstar. I want the music to heal, to treat, to get somebody walking again, to hear their voice for the first time, to get turned on, to not only, sing, speak, communicate, love, live. And that's what music can do when brought into this. But mainly in music, we're so pushed towards stage, we're so pushed towards education, we're so pushed that if you've got talent, because I did have talent. I wouldn't say I lack it, but I just always felt like a peon compared to my mother. With her gifts, but it doesn't have the same meaning as it does when you're, if it's the hospice situation and dealing with the pain and how music can express those things that you just can't find words for as you're, looking at the end of your life and reaching out in those last moments towards your family and your kids and, your husband. That's where I want to be. That's always where I wanted to be. That's where I stay. That's why I created the center.
And really, what is there? Can you verbalize what makes music unique in that way and engaging with people and helping people out?
It's a phenomena, really, and I guess that's what I love about it. It's the only thing we have in the human experience that can do all these things, that encapsulates the whole human experience in a very pragmatic way. I can tell you that. Neurologically, it's a phenomenon. It is the only stimulus, the sensory, senses, sight, sound, touch, taste, hearing. It's the only one that can activate all the areas of the brain at once. And so the brain, you kind of look at it as the center of where everything in the human experience gets processed. Everything experience goes right through that brain. Well, at one time, you can be touching that very deep spiritual experience that we have such a hard time giving words to, but that music can express when we, reach out and love and share intimacy, when we feel betrayal and then we go through redemption, when we go through our deepest grief and loss. Those things that music can give voice to, nothing else, as well as some very functional stuff. I can do that at the same time I'm asking a person after they've just, lost functioning in their brain to get up and believe again in me. And I can touch that spirit that needs to be touched and say, stand and walk. Dare to believe me right now and have some hope and get up and try to stand, even though you're going to feel like you're going to fall and you think you're never going to walk again. And I can put very functional pragmatics into that and get them walking again. Get their bodies synchronized into a simple beat and rhythm and help their spirit every day get up and try again. Try again. Don't give up. And there's just nothing else that we have that's not a medicine, that's not a surgery, that's, you know, not invasive, that you can get in there and help lift and touch that spirit. And if it wants to breathe in a shot again of faith and hope and love and just give life a shot again, and then very functionally help them walk again, help them talk again. A child who thinks, you know, who's having a hard time developing, have patience and keep trying harder to develop. You know, roll over, roll over. These little babies, just with music, keep pushing, roll over. Little babies have strokes in the womb and stuff, and they have a really tough time. There's just nothing like it. There's not many modalities or treatments or things in the world that we have that you can touch that all at one moment and use it to really impact the human life and make it better.
As Jung explains, music therapy begins with assessment, figuring out what the person's needs are and what musical tastes they have.
In that first session, it's all about assessment, finding out about the person, what stage, what's their diagnosis, then finding the right fit. As they actually start, then let's just take an example. Say it's the walking, that they really have a tough time walking. Their feet stick to the floor. They take short little strides. We get them assessed with music, finding out, we measure how many steps they take per minute. We find out what kind of music they like, if it's country, if it's R&B, if it's like classical, like a John Philip Sousa. As soon as I find how many steps per minute they're taking, I match that style exactly to the beat they're walking at and start getting them just to train the feet to move to that rhythm at that tempo, relax into it, and then I start to incrementally usually speed them up, because slow movement's usually the problem. So speed them up 5%, 10% increments to get them to take bigger steps, to get them to move faster, get them arm swings going. So in the very first session, we're finding out what kind of music motivates them, but also that would go with just a walking 1-2, 1-2, da 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 da, if they like classical.
And who do you feel would be interested in attending your lecture?
I think the people who are interested in helping other people with music, that have both either a respect for or love for music in their life and know its power, but want to take it out or have seen it already outside of just the sphere of traditional music, yet for music's sake, you know, performance sake, just music industry for the industry and profession of selling music as a commodity, that whole industry. If you want to see it broader than that and in the human, helping humanity grow, thrive, heal, those are the people who are going to be interested. If they're nurses, if they're doctors, if they're educators, they're always going to be looking for more ways to help people. And music is definitely easily accessible because all of us, all human beings, are just intrinsically musical. So educators can use it, psychologists, MDs, nurses, social workers, knowing about that. And then if you are a musical person, if you're somebody either in traditional formal training music, or you're somebody that maybe was a musician, you know, singing and playing in high school, but you're maybe going into psychology or going into nursing or going into another helping profession, this is definitely something you would be interested in, to look at, you know, ways to merge the ideas into your own work, or look at possibly another professional option for you as a career, or linking up what you do with music therapy or music therapy-related specialties.
Hope Young's lecture on music therapy will be at 7 p.m. tomorrow night in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the University of Arkansas campus. It's free and open to the public. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.